I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
It's the time of year when many of us in northern Minnesota are paging through seed catalogs, thinking about what we'll be planting in a couple of months, and dreaming about those fresh, homegrown tomatoes we'll be enjoying in the somewhat distant future. But for some of our neighbors, it's already planting time. I'm talking about those who have greenhouses. I recently attended a class titled Building Your Own Solar Greenhouse, held at the Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia. The instructor was Marshall Helmberger. He's familiar to many of you as the publisher of the Timberjay newspaper in Tower, and who on Friday mornings talks with Heidi Holton on the Border News Roundup. Marshall is also an avid gardener who built his own solar greenhouse several years ago. I asked him what makes a solar greenhouse distinct from others.
Well, the main idea of a solar greenhouse is that you're retaining as much of the heat as possible overnight. You know, with a regular greenhouse, if you're operating when nighttime temperatures are in the teens or single digits, you're going to have to use a lot of fossil fuels to keep the heat in. With the solar greenhouse, you really don't need to do that. I mean, I don't have to heat ours unless it's getting down into the single digits. Even lows in the teens are not a problem without supplemental heat, because it'll generally hold 20 to 25 degrees warmer than the overnight low. Then that's a big advantage, you know, because I'm trying to limit the amount of, you know, fossil fuels that we're consuming.
Marshall limits himself to one 100-pound propane tank per year for heat for the greenhouse. Heat storage is one of the essential design principles of a solar greenhouse, which looks a bit different than a conventional greenhouse. A solar greenhouse has glass, generally, only on the south side, and is well insulated on the other sides. It also contains a thermal mass to retain heat collected during the day. Now, what is this thermal mass? Well, it can be a lot of different things, such as barrels of water, or in Marshall's case, an 8-foot by 2.5-foot box of rocks in the greenhouse. Now, the hot air at the top of the structure is piped through the box, and the rocks pick up heat during the day, and then they release it at night, decreasing the need for supplemental heat sources. And what does that do for his growing season?
Traditionally, of course, the growing season was pretty short. Now I start planting about March 1st, and that's both planting starts that'll go out in the regular garden, and then also planting in the bed that's inside the greenhouse. And so, you know, normally I wouldn't be planting anything out in the outside garden until maybe May 1st for some of the really hardy stuff, you know, your spinach or radishes, things like that. You can maybe put out that early, but a lot of folks in our area don't even think about it till after Memorial Day. So it really is giving us a good 2.5-month jump on the season in the spring. And then in the fall, the last couple growing seasons, I've had stuff that's continuing to grow out there just fine. And in fact, you know, as of Thanksgiving this year, things were pretty lush out there in the greenhouse yet. So that's pretty amazing to get it well into November and even early December. So that's nice to be able to go out in early December and harvest a lettuce for a salad and stuff like that.
What do you grow in your greenhouse?
Well, a lot of different things. Surprisingly enough, I found that some of the things that do best are kale and broccoli, which normally you'd think those would be cold weather, but they seem to like the heat. But I also grow things like eggplant and cucumbers, peppers, lots of peppers. All my green peppers and also hot peppers I'll grow in the greenhouse. And they, by the end of the season, they're like trees. You know, that's kind of cool. Also grow a lot of greens. We'll just have multiple plantings of those, you know, and start those in, about March 1st. And we're usually picking those for salads by mid-April, which is really nice to be able to do that. All kinds of different greens and lettuce and spinach, you know, stuff like that. And that's really about it. I mean, I use it also for a lot of my starts, you know, anything from tomatoes to, well, all the stuff that goes out in the garden.
You're listening to Close to Home, and I'm talking with Marshall Helmberger, who was leading a class called Build Your Own Solar Greenhouse. Marshall built his own greenhouse, and I asked him where he got the design from.
Well, no, I just did some reading on the basic principles of designing one like that. And, you know, I looked at pictures online of various greenhouses, but in the end I designed it myself. It's not really like any other design that I'd seen, but it works really well. I guess that's what I would encourage people. There's basically certain principles of a solar greenhouse. As long as you abide by those, you know, the sky's the limit in terms of your design.
After having a couple of years with it, if you're going to do something different, if you're starting over from scratch now, what would you do different than what you've done?
I think I would probably try to add a little more insulation just to hold a little more of that heat in. I use 2x4 stud walls. I'd probably go with 2x6 if I was going to do it again. Maybe add a little bit more on the roof as well. I use 2x6 rafters, I would probably go to 2x8. But other than that, I mean, you know, the main systems of it have worked really well. The heat storage is working well. The ventilation works just amazingly well. So overall, I'm very happy with the design. You know, I didn't really know what to expect, but it's been, the greenhouse has really outperformed what I had anticipated. I'm really happy with it. It's so fun.
Gonna dig down in the dirt. With the birds, do it all over again. Dig down, dig down, way, way down in the ground.
Every available spot in the class was full. We came away with all of the essential principles needed to plan and build a solar greenhouse. Marshall had mentioned that if we wanted to see one very similar to his, he was just finishing one he'd helped build at the Vermilion Country School in Tower. I'll have to go over and check it out. Well, in the meantime, it's back to the seed catalogs for me. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.